Can you get a little bit into the results of what you're finding, the projections?
Yeah, the projections for changes in water availability going into the current century, say by the middle of the 21st century, are of course, like many other things with climate projections, highly uncertain. However, there are some areas of strong agreement among various models, including the GFDL model, on which areas of the world may be expected to be coming wetter or drier with respect to, say, amount of stream flow expected in a year. There are some areas where the models project that less rainfall will be falling, more evaporation will be occurring, and as a result, the bottom line, the stream flow, the runoff, will be reduced. These are areas like southwestern North America, the Colorado River Basin, for example. In Europe and Africa, the Mediterranean region, that would be northern Africa, the Middle East, and southern Europe, all projected to have a sustained period of drying during the 21st century. Southern Africa is another such region where the majority of models agree on a rather robust signal of drying. There are also regions that are expected to receive more water. Generally, these are regions where there's no shortage of water historically in the first place. Regions like northern North America, that's Canada, Alaska, Siberia, all of northern Eurasia, and some tropical regions.